You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
This is my job.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
This is a sacred moment between a boy and his father.
Starring Bob Lutz.
Have you been around sports? It's like I'm talking to a guy who just got dropped in from something. How are we supposed to trust your accuracy?
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Jeff Lutz.
You didn't say anything. You sat there like a bump.
I may kill you.
Nature versus nurture. Nature always wins.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Strap yourself in and feel the G's.
Hello again, everybody. It's a Monday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you until around 4 o'clock today. A full weekend of football to comprehend and talk about. The beginning of college basketball is today and tonight. Two of our state's teams play, Shockers and KU. K-State opening tomorrow. We'll have Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com on at 2:25. We'll talk about K-State football. Everybody taking a little step back after losing to Houston. By golly, Jason Duda got that game right.
Good for him. We also have our women's teams playing today. I think Wichita State women play today. Am I wrong?
Yeah, they play today.
K-State women play today.
Somebody,
not sure about KU.
Somebody plays.
So let's not leave people out.
I'm not leaving anybody out.
Yeah, you did.
No, I'm not leaving anybody out. This was about the opening of college men's basketball for the most part. We care about the women. We'll get to them later.
Well, they play today, though. So
yeah, but if you go to 100 people on the street and say college basketball starting today, how many will say, who do the women play versus who do the men play?
A lot. Yeah.
Depends on where you are.
Women's basketball is pretty popular.
What will that ratio be?
I don't know.
Well, what do you think?
Doesn't mean we should just leave them out and not.
So now you're putting a guilt trip on me?
Yeah, I am, actually.
So you would have gotten on this show today and say, college basketball starts today. The men
Absolutely.
Western Kentucky. Who'd the women play?
Whoever they played.
Well, you don't seem to know. Why not?
No, I just don't.
Well, if it's on the same level in our community, why not?
Not a schedule check guy. But I've been, I don't know who Wichita State plays second. It's not like I'm just over the moon on Wichita State's schedule. I'm not scheduled.
You don't know who
guy.
The Shocker men play Saturday.
I do not.
At Coke Arena, their home opener.
That's
Montana State.
Well, there you go. Good for the Bobcats coming in.
Well, who are the women playing? And I think that game should be close to over. They were comfortably ahead last I saw. But if you're gonna pipe up, you better pipe in.
They're playing Oklahoma Christian.
Okay.
And who would have remembered that?
Well, I remember it.
No, you didn't.
I remember who the men are playing.
81-46 is the...
Okay, who's KU? Who are the KU women playing?
I don't know who the Wichita State... I don't know who the KU men are playing. I think Howard, is
They're
that right?
Howard. Where's
good.
Howard located? Howard University.
I assume it's in Washington, D.C.
Very good. My goodness. I'm a veritable encyclopedia.
KU women play Lindenwood on Wednesday.
Well, that's who the KU football team opened with. Wonder if they had a double date, so to
Must
speak.
Must have been some kind of powwow.
Did you get that?
No.
A double date?
I don't. Is that funny or what?
Yeah, here's the date we're going to play football. Here's the date we're going to play women's basketball. It's a double date.
I guess I thought they played today, K-State women. But they don't play until the 7th.
You sure about that?
They play. They played Green Bay today.
Well, we have one very marquee game, but you got to stay up till the wee hours to watch it tonight, Baylor-Gonzaga. Now, will I stay up to watch that game?
Does that start 9?
Unlikely. Might be even later than that.
Well, let's do better. If you have a marquee game, put it at a time people can watch it.
Oh, please. What's with you today?
What are you talking about?
What's with you? You come in here.
Oh, you have to show it at 1 a.m. That's no biggie.
You got all the answers. It starts at 10:30.
Neither of these opinions are particularly controversial.
Starts at 10:30 out in Spokane, Washington. I don't think I can make it for that.
Of course not.
I haven't been up at 10:30 in years.
Very few people can make it.
I might record it
past
I don't know if
midnight.
I'll watch it, but I might record it.
Record it. I'll be watching the Shockers tonight.
Well, I will too.
I made that decision.
Well, I don't know what was the other
the Pacers. But everyone
on
their
losing streak.
Everyone on there, that team is hurt.
What's happened to Tyrese Haliburton?
He's just not playing well. I don't know what's happened.
What's happened? I saw this debate amongst media people that cover the Pacers, and they're rather concerned.
He's been playing off the ball a little bit more, especially to start the season, like the first couple games, and that didn't make him comfortable. He's forcing his shot a little bit too much. He's not getting others involved.
They said he's lost his explosiveness since his injury last year, and that he doesn't look like he has the same motor. Now, I don't know. I'm quoting pretty much verbatim. Okay. What are your thoughts on that?
It might be true, but let's let it play out a little bit. He is coming back from an injury that affected him for the second half of last year, but that team also got to the conference finals under his leadership.
What's their record this year?
I think they're 2-5, 2-4, something like that.
Bad.
Everybody's hurt.
Well, don't get hurt. What have you said on this show? What's a skill?
I haven't said that.
No, you said it. Not being injured. That's a skill.
Right. Not being perpetually injured. So James Wiseman, he doesn't have that skill. But fluke things with Isaiah Jackson, Andrew Nimhard, Aaron Nesmith. It's not like these guys have been injured a bunch. They just fluke things. Wiseman's injury was a fluke, too. I don't even know what's going on out there.
Who cares? All I'm thinking about as you rattle through all this is, they're still giving up way too many points.
Yeah, their defense is atrocious.
And their offense has not been all that good. They're giving up 121 points per game.
Sure.
I mean, my goodness. Get another team.
I think we need another coach, but you can't fire Rick Carlisle.
Now we're going to get Rick Carlisle out of there.
He's just not the right.
After they went to the conference finals.
Not the right guy for this team. Rotations are sketchy. I just don't understand what he's going for.
By the way, the unbeaten team, and this is a team that was right there for you. There are two. Oklahoma City off to a 6-0 start. Cleveland. The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Good
the team
Cleveland.
You could have taken. Keep it in the family. Keep it at home.
Could have
taken them.
Didn't do it.
Do you regret that?
No, not at all. Cleveland's been fantastic. There's no question about it. They're a team that got a new coach in there. They didn't fire a guy as proven as Rick Carlisle, but sometimes you need somebody else to take that
Who
next step.
Who is their coach?
Oh, they fired Bickerstaff. Their new coach is, oh, God.
You know, you got to be able to come up with these things.
I thought they hired like another proven guy.
Well, I don't know.
Tell me his initials. Go to their page. Figure it out.
I don't know who their coach is.
I do, but I just.
I mean, these are things I'd like to know, but I don't know. I know Donovan Mitchell's great. Mobley is off to a very fast
Jared
start.
Jared Allen's very
and
good.
Our own Dean Wade has been a. Who is it? Who's the coach?
I thought you were going to give me a hint about who the coach was. Maybe his past stops.
Kenny Atkinson.
Oh yeah, he was an assistant with the Warriors. He's been around a little bit.
Never heard of him.
I think he was the Nets coach for a little while.
Nah, I don't think so.
I think he was.
Anyway, they're unbeaten. And a team that you could have jumped in on.
Maybe I should have.
Here's what we have for you today. Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com, 225. That was a disheartening loss. They looked disinterested to some degree. It's all perception. It just didn't look like they had any fire. It was a rainy, bad weather.
I think that had a lot to do with it.
Played a little. You can't go. You can't do that.
No.
Iowa State lost as well at home to Texas Tech. So that helps. But Colorado and BYU now look like they've got the inside track to the Big 12 title game.
As of now, yes, they do.
Could change. Anyway, we'll get with Fitz. And then at 2:45, the head cross country and track coach at Central Heights High School.
Is that right?
Join us. Troy Prosser.
Oh, really?
You know him?
No, I know. What are we doing here, though?
They won another title. They're second in a row. Their boys finished first, second, and fourth.
Okay.
They're dominant. And he happens to be the son of a very close friend of mine. And I said, yeah, we'll get Troy on. We'll talk to him about cross country. We're looking forward to it.
We are.
Have you met Troy?
Not that I know of. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, how'd you know who he was?
I just know who he is. I see Maggie's posts.
Well, chip in.
Central Heights and that's Alma's Northeast Heights.
No, Alma's Waubunsee.
You sure?
There's no Northeast Heights. It's Northern Heights,
Heights.
And that's Allen.
And
Central
Alma.
Heights is Richmond.
Okay.
Now, aren't you impressed?
No.
No, let me ask you why. Why aren't you impressed?
Because you did it for 40 years. I would hope you'd...
I didn't cover high school sports.
Yeah, but you sat
years.
Next to Dwayne Frazier for 40 years.
No, I didn't delve in, but I...
You didn't delve in.
For the 11 years I did cover high school sports, I immersed myself.
Good.
I like knowing where high schools are.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Who wouldn't?
It's a great party thing. It's an icebreaker. I can't tell you how many times I've walked up to somebody and said... You know where Jackson Heights is located?
How many?
Holton. Many.
Holton?
Yeah.
Holton's in Holton.
Yeah, they got two schools up there.
There you go.
That's right. You know
Should
where,
they?
You know where Nemaha Valley is located?
Seneca.
How'd you know that one?
I know some of them. I just forgot a lot of them.
You know where Tri Plains is located?
Brewster.
No.
That's High Plains.
Winona. You can't trick me. It's unbelievable. And I can't even get an accolade from my own flesh and blood.
I'm not in a great mood today.
I can tell. What happened?
It's too gloomy.
I thought you liked this
weather. I do, but again, I don't like it to be overcast a week straight. That just doesn't do anything for anybody.
Well, it hadn't been a week straight.
It's been 4 or 5 days.
And unfortunately, for it to rain, it's got to be overcast.
Well, we can. I like the rain. Give me the rain.
Well, the rain.
Don't give me the overcast. Give me the rain.
So you could. How does it rain without overcast?
I don't want.
Tell me that.
Are you?
Tell me how it
can
rains.
Can it be overcast without rain?
Sure.
I don't want that. I want the rain.
Well, we've had a lot of rain.
Well, then keep raining if we're going to be dark and cloudy.
You make no sense.
How does that not make sense?
You know, your wife was over here yesterday. She fixed our ice maker.
I fixed that also.
She has great thoughts and insights and talkative and engaging.
Give me some insights she has.
And then we got you like a bump on a log over
well,
there.
If you'd like to do the show with her, I'll
in the other
the idea.
On the other end of the couch, not offering anything.
Not an offer guy. You didn't offer anything.
Of course I did.
You were sitting there just not doing much.
Well, I had a very hurt ankle.
Sorry to hear that.
I appreciate you all bringing the ice pack.
Yeah, we do everything for you, so calm down.
You do everything.
Yeah, just about.
Name one other thing you've done.
We helped with the kitchen, moving things in and out.
Well, right.
I'm happy.
That's what
I moved that huge limb from your house.
And daughters do.
Yeah, we're happy to do it. Just don't take us for granted out here.
Take you for granted?
A little bit.
Really?
That's
how you feel?
I'm just saying don't.
No, wait. Now, wait. I'm serious about this.
I'm just saying don't.
Because remember, my wife's listening.
Yes.
You feel like Debbie Lutz.
No, I'm just saying don't.
Have we?
I don't think so yet.
Why?
I don't think so.
Why are you the way you are?
What way am I?
Seriously. You're in a bad mood.
I don't like...
It's obvious to everyone.
I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just not in a great mood.
And you want to wear me out because of it.
I'm not wearing you out.
It drives me nuts.
I'm not even doing anything. I don't...
Why can't people be the way I'd like them to be? That's all. That's all I ask. 869-1240, that is the IHOP hotline. We'd love to hear from you if you have the desire to give us a call. IHOP, where you can celebrate weekdays with several favorites available to you for just $6 Monday through Friday at IHOP. Shockers tonight, Western Kentucky. No idea really what to expect. I meant to look up where Western Kentucky was picked to finish in their conference. I don't have that information, but I'm curious about it because they're normally a pretty good ball club.
Well, they played in the NCAA tournament last year, I believe. Shockers beat them by 10 at home. So it should be a pretty good game, I would expect. What conference is Western Kentucky in?
That's one that's got me flummoxed. I actually don't know. That's something else I used to know, but I'm not nearly
as... Conference USA.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Conference USA. They should do well in that conference because it's a terrible conference.
They were... I don't know where they were picked. Why can't we just get a list of where people were
that
picked?
That baby has really shrunk over the years.
They're picked to win it.
Well, but like I said.
But it's not a good conference.
Jacksonville State, Middle Tennessee, Florida International, Kennesaw State, Liberty, Louisiana Tech, New Mexico State, Sam Houston, and UTEP are your other schools. Soon to be joined by Missouri State is going to that conference.
Feel bad for Missouri State. Why would you leave the Valley?
I don't understand it because they want to go D1 football. And that makes some sense.
I guess I've
been meaning to ask my friend Lyndall Scranton, who has covered Missouri State for quite some time, whether he likes that move or not.
I can't imagine he would.
For basketball purposes, it's not a great move. For football, they are in the Division I picture. I'm sure that will increase some of the revenues. But, do you really care?
I guess you kind of have to.
Is Missouri State, Middle Tennessee going to light it up for us on a Saturday afternoon?
Wouldn't think so. But if it helps them...
Well,
you're
the one who questioned it.
No, I think it's dumb.
Now you're validating it to some measure.
Well, football is a whole other animal.
Because I agree with you, now you're disagreeing.
No, I'm saying football is a whole other animal. If that's the reason, I guess it makes sense, but
this is the lowest level of...
Yeah, it's not going to do them any favors.
Division I football. I mean, that's hardly... Would you rather play this schedule or play North Dakota State?
I'd rather play the Valley schedule, I think.
Northern Iowa. I wonder how the Valley would fare against
Conference USA.
Conference USA.
Man, these conferences. When teams start leaving, they just are a shell of their former selves. Even the Valley. When Loyola left and...
Who'd the Valley get to replace Missouri
like
State?
Illinois, Chicago's been there.
That's who they replaced Loyola with. Have they done anything to replace Missouri State?
Not that I know of.
Missouri State's still there this year, so that doesn't take effect until next year. But I'm interested in that. You know, I spend a lot of time in the Valley.
I do.
And it means something to me. I think the Valley is tremendous.
They have not yet announced a replacement for Missouri State, but there's some options out there.
Like who?
Let's see. Peoria Journal-Star doesn't say.
They just say there's options?
Yeah, it said they might go big, but they don't name any.
Well, what's going big?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Doesn't mention a single other. A school that they might go after.
I suppose you could look at the Horizon League, but none of... I don't know. We'll get into that some other time. We're going to take a
Northern
break right
Kentucky?
Now.
Northern Kentucky?
No.
I'm just
Although Wright, they're up and coming.
Wright
but...
State, Texas Arlington, Morehead State, Oral Roberts, Nebraska, Omaha, Eastern Kentucky, Austin, P. There's a bunch.
None of them None of them really jump. We'll take a break. Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com, will try to explain to us how K-State, with so much riding, could go to Houston and lose. We'll talk to him next.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
It's Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. We're going to talk some K-State football, get into some basketball since we're on the cusp of that as well. But hey, Fitz, welcome.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. We got to start asking you about, you know, the other day, the loss at Houston, so much riding on that game. Looked like the college playoff was well within the grasp of Kansas State. I'm not saying it still isn't, but what a setback. And it looked to me, by watching the bulk of that football game, trying to keep it on the TV between all the rain and everything like that, it looked to me like K-State was a little flat. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I agree. Ask Chris Klieman about after the game. He doesn't agree, and I disagree with him. I think they were extremely flat. He said they got to get back to fundamentals and stay on their fundamentals, and I'm like, well, fundamentals are nice, and you can do everything right, but if you don't do it with enthusiasm and hunger, it's not going to work the same way. It just isn't, and they didn't play with much fire at all. It came back to bite them. And then some really questionable coaching decisions down the stretch opened the door for Houston. Didn't lose the game, but certainly made it possible, and Houston cashed in.
Where does this leave K-State? We know kind of what can happen, what may not happen. We know the Iowa State game now takes on a lot of importance. We know Colorado and BYU are in the driver's seat. But just emotionally, mentally, you know, it's got to be a little bit more difficult knowing that these games lose a little bit of meaning. So what was Kansas State's kind of attitude after the game? And how do you expect them to respond?
It's a great question, and honestly, I don't know. Because it's incredible in this conference how what we thought we knew about schedules at the start of the season turned out to be completely wrong. Because Arizona State and Cincinnati sure did feel like a couple games that were going to be wins at home. Now you doubt that. And you look at the fact that Kansas State needs Colorado to lose, and they have road games at Utah and Oklahoma State. And at the start of the season, they're like, they're not getting through that. And now they are. They will. They're going to have to really screw up like K-State did to open the door, and K-State's got to win out. But if they don't come out and play with more focus and just get after opponents, they're not going to win out. They're just not. They're certainly not going to win at Iowa State without having a lot of personal, emotional investment in games.
Tim Fitzgerald with us. He speaks the truth about Kansas State in all capacities. I was really into this conference and the jumbled schedule, and I really thought the first few weeks were fun, and I'm starting to retract on a little bit of that. I knew I'd have trouble with the unbalanced schedule eventually, and here I am, and I'm having some trouble with the unbalanced schedule. I think BYU's a really good football team, but they're going to get to the finish line, at least during the regular season, without playing Colorado or Iowa State. K-State, meanwhile, will play all of those three other contenders. I guess it's just the luck of the draw, but I'm not convinced that's the best way to determine conference champions and who gets to the college football playoff.
I agree with you. Big Ten's got the same issue with Indiana. They could run the table and not play anyone that's worth a darn. And it is a problem. I don't really know the solution, But I tell you what, it is a true oddity that Kansas State has to play all three of the other contenders in this conference on the road, and Kansas State is the only team, and they play them at home, the other three play. So it's given them a big advantage, but it also gave K-State an advantage in tiebreakers, because you get down there and the winning percentage of your opposition in conference play is one of the tiebreakers. Well, K-State squandered that, but it might come back and play if they can get into a tie with some folks. Of course, they would own the direct tiebreaker with Colorado and Iowa State if they went out. The issue is probably, as much as anything, is Texas Tech. What if they went out? What if they're the ones to hand Colorado the loss, and then they end up with a tie with Kansas State?
Do you think, and this might be a bit extreme, but you can tell me, do you think Avery Johnson faces competition at quarterback next year? I'm not saying he's going to be benched or anything like that, but is there a chance they bring in someone who can push him a little bit? Do you see that as a possibility?
I do. I mean, I don't know if they'd take a portal guy, though. I mean, they've got a freshman that they really like. Bringing in another freshman, they might. They might do that, but they'll have Knuth back to be the backup. It's not that they may not want to, but as they found out this year, finding someone that wants to come in and compete with a guy that of Avery Johnson's potential and youth is a little bit difficult. And I just know this. He's got to play better, but he's also apparently dealing with some health issues that we thought were healed up. But by his lack of running the last 2 weeks, it's clear he's still fighting that hip.
Talking now with Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. Obviously, there's always been criticism when your team doesn't perform up to expectations, which was the case at Houston. But, man, when you're on social media after one of these games, the it's like the dam bursts. How do you... This is a big change in athletics over the past 10, 15 years. How do you find that athletes and coaches and administrators deal with some of the backlash that happens? Because you would think from reading Twitter the other day that K-State might as well drop the program.
Oh, some people want Coach Klieman fired. They want Connor Riley fired. You know, the emotional immaturity of a lot of people is stunning. And that, look, as someone who has investment in this, you know, literally, my business thrives when Kansas State Athletics thrive. So, you know, going to the playoff would be huge for me. So, you know, I was befuddled and angry about the performance. But, you know, I'm glad I don't work for any of these people that at one point of problem they chop your head off. You know, though, the strangest thing, look, I understand these people will lash out at coaches and players, but the amount of hatred media gets after a loss is baffling. The number of times I'm told, this is all because you guys don't ask hard questions. I'm like, well, what would you like to ask? And I'm like, I've literally asked every one of those questions. Because of the emotionally immature, I think our job is to be confrontational with coaches, not ask questions to get into arguments. And that's not at all our role. You would think people would understand that because media is more transparent now than ever. I mean, they can communicate directly with us via social media, but they don't. They think we're there to act on their behalf, and we're actually there to get answers to questions that need to be answered. And look, we're not there to beat the truth out of them. If a coach wants to lie to us, literally, what are we supposed to do about it other than keep pushing on the question? So social media is... It's not a fun place all the time. Most of the time I love it, but boy, when people start lashing out at media because they emotionally can't take a loss, it's just truly kind of sad on their path.
Yeah. Just along those lines a little bit, switching to basketball, is it fair to kind of expect, not a slow start, but maybe that it'll take some time with Kansas State basketball just because they're built around a lot of transfers, a lot of guys that haven't played together? Or since that's just kind of the nature of college basketball, do people just expect them to hit the ground running? And if there's a slow start, we might hear similar backlash.
You could. You could. I mean, it's very common. And I do expect kind of a slow start because exactly what you said. The upside Jerome Tang has with this group is they've been together since the start of the summer, which his other two teams were missing a piece or two. This group of guys have been together, which isn't only about X's and O's. It's about, you know, the locker room and forming a true team on and off the court. I think this will be a pretty good team, but getting there is a process. And you can tell by his non-conference schedule, he expects that to be a process. And getting into Big 12 is going to be really tough. This conference is brutal. And some teams that their fans are really used to winning a lot of games are going to see their teams lose games. Because with competition comes more setbacks. Someone loses every game, which is great until it's your team that does it once too often for your standards. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of peeved fans throughout basketball because they're not reaching the lofty expectations those people might hold.
We're with Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. I'm going to ask you for a prediction, although I don't know if you'll have one, but we're going to have a 12-team playoff. I can't wait. It's going to be fascinating. Does the Big 12 get two?
I would think that the only formula for that at this point involves K-State losing to Iowa State, so they go. Maybe the loser, if they're both, well, Iowa State, let's say Iowa State wins and BYU loses. BYU loses the title game, they might sneak in. If Colorado isn't involved in the title game, but with, you know, three more wins, climbs up into that range, they could sneak in. And let's be honest here, this, at the end of the day, becomes about TV ratings and, you know, national interest, and Colorado brings that in a way no one else in the Big 12 does. BYU brings in a giant fan base. So those two teams are pretty equipped to maybe be that second choice.
All right, lots to play out still in the college football season. College basketball getting off and started today. K-State opens its season tomorrow against New Orleans. Tim, we always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, boys. Great to hear from you.
Thanks.
Tim Fitzgerald, publisher, owner, GoPowerCat.com. Here's Troy Prosser. He is the head cross-country coach, track and field coach at Central Heights High School up in Richmond, Kansas. And he's on this show to talk about this team's success, winning its second straight Class 2A boys title Saturday up in Wamego. Troy, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Bob. How are you, Jeff?
We're good. Thank you.
Let's divulge. You're the son of a very good friend of mine, stepson of a friend of mine.
Does that ruin any credibility I have now?
Only being the stepson. The son, you're good to go.
Okay, we'll go with
so,
that.
So, quite a deal to do what you've done at a small 2A school. And what strikes me, not just winning state championships, but the way you get kids to go out and participate in cross country. How many boys and girls participated in cross country this fall at Central Heights High School?
At the high school and the middle school level, we had about 40 kids on the team this year.
That's remarkable to me because this is not an easy sport. It's an endurance sport. It's a tough sport. And if you'd have come to Derby High School back in 1973 and told Wayne Gifford, who's your stepfather, and yours truly that you wanted us to run, we would have scoffed at you.
Well, I actually do believe that, but it's a little bit different than 1973. The program here at Central Heights got started by John Schultz in 1983. And it was pretty small at that point, but it took off pretty quickly. I think they had their first state championship within the first 5 years. So it's been 42 years of this program.
Yeah, so what's your selling point for these kids to get them out? I'm sure some of them are already enthusiastic to do so, but when you find yourself needing maybe to talk someone into it, what do you tell them?
Here's the crazy thing. I don't recruit kids. The kids on the team, they talk to friends, they have siblings, other people. It's Central Heights is actually out in the middle of the country, so it's four small communities. It's Richmond, Princeton, Rantoul, and Lane, and they all have very small small amount of people in each town, but it's really just a lot of word of mouth. We started off the year before I took over. This is my 10th year. There were, I believe, five or six kids on the team, and my goal was to get a few kids in, show them the ropes of what I had learned over the years from a few great coaches, and have some fun doing it. And once you get success, that really kind of gets a few more eyes on it, and the kids go, hey, I want to be a part of something successful too. And by year four, we had won a state championship. Year three was a state runner-up in Class 3A. By 2 points, we missed a state championship that year.
Talking Central Heights cross country with their coach, Troy Prosser. Back-to-back now, 2A state titles. This year, boys finished 1-2-4. The girls took fifth overall, so another really successful year. What's the key to being a really good cross-country runner? What do you need to do to get maybe past some of those mental hurdles and become a really good distance runner?
Well, I think everybody has the ability to do that. To get past some of those hurdles is to find ways, from the coaching aspect, find ways to challenge them that will give them success. That might be shortening the distance or having them run for a certain amount of time or giving them a target on the team. I'm very lucky to have a lot of kids that are extremely competitive with each other, but also extremely supportive. Like if one of their teammates gets the best of them, they don't get mad. They don't get down. They just, they try to get even on the course, but they love it. It's you got the sibling rivalries all the time, it seems like, on the team. But as far as the runner, whatever, it really just takes drive. I know people usually talk about motivation. People need to be motivated to do something. You need to be motivated to complete a task at work or something like that. But really, it just becomes drive, and drive is something that you can learn. Motivation is something that kind of has to come from the outside. And I try to motivate them a little bit, but I remind them constantly, like, hey, you can be great at this. You just need to want to do it. And whatever motivates you might be temporary, but once you find that drive on the inside, once you find that little bit of success, that's going to carry you so, so far. It'll get you through things that you didn't know you could do or even thought were impossible, or through injuries or sickness or those types of things too.
You kind of answered my question by talking so passionately and enthusiastically about the sport, but what made you want to coach? You were a very successful track athlete in high school and in college. Maybe it was just kind of the natural progression to go into coaching, but what was kind of the impetus for that, and how rewarding have you found it?
Well, I ran cross country in high school, but I was more a sprinter. I was kind of that 100, 200, 400 long jump relay specialist. But when I got to Otto University, I was lucky enough to have Kirk Wren as a head coach. And I'll be completely honest with you, he made everything enjoyable. He made everybody seem like they belonged. He made a point to coach every single athlete that he had as an individual and not just as a cog in a machine. And I was lucky enough when I had graduated for him to give me a spot on his coaching staff. So I was at Ottawa University with him as an assistant for 6 years. And I learned so much about just being a good human to the kids that you coach from him that I try to carry that legacy with me. He had 3 out of the 12 teams in the 2A state meet were coached by myself and 2 of my teammates that were runners for him at Ottawa several years ago. But it's really just that. It was that I got that first chance to coach. I loved the sport. I always loved running. I didn't know how to coach, but I learned a lot from him on just the X's and O's kind of came later.
Well, Troy, congratulations.
Hey, I've got a question, though. Well, I'm not quite done with Troy.
Well, go ahead.
Troy, I've noticed, are you the librarian at Central Heights?
I am a man of many hats at Central Heights.
Tell me about that, doing the library, because my wife is also a school librarian in Valley Center, and she, you know, I hear a lot about it from her. How do you run your library over there?
Oh, it's like the military in here. No, I have, I run the at-risk program yes. at the school. I'm in charge of the middle school and high school library. I also have kindergarten through 12th grade in-school suspension. I work with the kids that are doing dual credit with college classes, online classes, and credit recovery for kids that need to make up for classes towards their graduation credits. So I do keep busy. But as far as the library is concerned, I run it like it should be. It should be quiet and respectful.
There you go.
We love it. Last time I was in a library, been a while, but I probably need to visit more often. Again, Central Heights with another team title, state cross country class 2A. Their individuals, Cody Hammond, Connor Birkdahl, Owen Miller, finished 1, 2, and 4 in that race. We've been talking with Troy Prosser, the Central Heights coach. Troy, thank you so much for doing this. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Maybe run into Troy at a library sometime.
Well, you don't run, you don't read, so.
What do you mean I don't read? Look at all these
books. Can I take that Yogi Berra book?
No, I need to read that one.
You're not gonna, though, so let's just be real.
I don't know why I can't read or don't read more.
I don't either.
I read on my phone all the time. Used to read books.
Convenient. We've all lost a little bit of attention span. It's tough.
Well, I don't like it. I don't know. Now you've made me feel guilty.
For what?
Because I feel like I should read. It's not that I don't read. It's just that I don't read the books I have.
That's what I'm asking. Can I borrow one?
No.
Really? Because
you'll never bring it back.
I always bring your books back.
I don't feel comfortable with it.
That's lame.
Like this one. Really wanted to read this.
But you didn't.
Haven't opened it. Crazy. Doggone, it makes me mad.
Well, do something about it. Or don't. Or stop being mad about it.
I feel like I get hooked on television shows.
I feel
now
like you
do, too.
Now you got
me hooked on Matlock.
Really? How many have you watched?
All of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only watched 2 so far. Kind of trying to pace ourselves since we don't watch that many shows.
Well, you got to get to the bottom.
Just blow
of that.
Through the only 2 shows we watch.
I've enjoyed it.
It's been good.
All right, time for a break. We've got another hour left to go here on the Bob and Jeff Show. Monday, a little rainy, cool. Supposed to clear off a little bit tomorrow, but looks like we're going to be in for a period of moisture, which is good. We need it. Back in a minute.
Stand by for an urgent bulletin.
Look, boys and girls.
It's wild, it's wacky, it's slick, it's savvy. It's the Madcap Daffy, Fractured, Ding-a-ling, Ring-a-ding, Loony, Zany, Side-splitting, Rib-tickling, Slap-happy, Scuzzy, Dreary, Irksome, Tedious, Banal, Pointless, Smutty world of
The Bob and Jeff Show.
Truth be told, a majority of the American people would ultimately empathize with our situation.
Starring Bob Lutz.
Man, lighten up. Y'all are trying to change the world with seriousness.
That's gotta be it!
Jeff Lutz.
You want to just go by the board. Let's take the best guy.
Jabroni.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
All right, welcome back. Hour number 2, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Don't forget, we've got the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. Welcome your calls. Quincy Jones passed away yesterday at the age of 91. Prolific record producer, prolific in really everything he did. Have you read about this guy? I just spent a few minutes. I read some this morning.
Yeah, had a long career, worked with just about everybody ever
well,
involved.
Notably in Frank Sinatra and Michael Jackson. Give me more notable than them.
There's nobody more notable than them.
Those may be the 2 most notable. They would be in the argument, right?
Sure.
So I went to the highlights. Those are the really notable ones.
Here's what...
Wait a minute, I'm not done. I've
yeah,
got
you
the
are.
Floor.
Here's what
I'm not done. I'm not gonna give you the floor.
I don't care.
This man, Quincy Jones, said that he spoke and could write 26 languages. Do you buy that?
I have no idea. Seems like it'd be very difficult to learn all those, but
26.
You know, he was very talented.
His upbringing, fascinating. The whole Quincy Jones story needs to be a 10-part Netflix series. He said he wants Donald Glover to play him if that happens.
Why not just have it be a documentary? I'd rather know the truth than the embellished stuff.
Why can't the biography be the truth?
It's not usually how it works.
That's completely how it works.
Pumped up for entertainment purposes.
What were you starting to say that nobody...
I just didn't like the AP headline. He worked with everybody from Michael Jackson to Frank Sinatra. What does that mean? I hate when people say that. What's the range of everybody between Michael Jackson and Frank Sinatra? And
well,
did he work
Gore?
But did he work with everybody?
Count Basie? What would your headline be?
I would say what you said. He worked with many musicians, including Frank Sinatra and Michael Jackson, during a 9-decade career or whatever.
Well, he was one of the most influential record producers who's ever lived. I mean, he was involved in everything. Billy Eckstein, Ella Fitzgerald, Shirley Horn, Peggy Lee, Sarah Vaughan, Dinah Washington. I mean, the list goes on and on. I could sit here for a day and read it. If that's what you want.
Not really.
Incredible.
Yeah. Are you just finding this out?
Well, I always knew Quincy Jones was Hollywood music elite, but I think just reading some of these maybe not as well-known facts about his upbringing, it's very interesting to me. We'll see a biopic about him very soon.
Have we not already?
Not that I'm aware of. You find it,
is there not
I'll
one
watch
out
it.
There?
You find it, I'll watch it.
I know he's obviously been portrayed in a lot of others.
Well, sure he has.
There's something called Quincy on Netflix right now.
Who's in it?
It's a documentary, 2 hours and 4 minutes.
Well, I may watch it.
Came out in 2018.
Good reviews?
I'm not seeing any reviews. I'm just looking at
Who's vouching for it?
I don't know who's vouching for it, but I'm sure it's quite good.
Whitney Houston he worked with.
Alan Hicks and Rashida Jones.
Well, Rashida's his daughter.
Exactly. So that I bet it's probably decent. I don't think she would have wanted him portrayed as anything more than the icon that he was.
Who was the mother? Who's the mother of Rashida Jones?
Well, I don't know the answer to that.
Come on, man. So hang with me. Let's go. Let's fire it up. Let's have a little give and take here.
I don't know.
Well, I can't believe you don't know.
This is not something I concern myself with typically.
Well, it's very interesting, but you're not from my era. Do you remember a show? You wouldn't.
Peggy Lipton's.
You had to look it up. What show was Peggy Lipton on that made her famous?
Peggy Lipton was on...
The Mod Squad. You don't know. And that show was extremely popular in its day.
I believe you.
And Peggy Lipton, can I just say, with my wife potentially listening.
She's not potentially listening.
Pretty attractive.
She is listening. Why do you need to say that with your wife listening? That can't make anybody happy.
Well, you know what? My wife's not threatened by it.
It's still not nice, is it?
What do you mean it's not nice? My wife's the most attractive woman I've ever known.
Well, that's good.
Well, Peggy Lipton.
No one thinks that's funny.
I think it's funny.
No one else does.
I think it's funny, and I'll not... Oh, gosh, you bring out some tendencies in me...
Do it.
...that have long been...
Dormant?
Dormant, yeah. Stifled was the word I was going to use. But, I mean, good grief. If we can't talk about... I'm trying to remember the other... Clarence Williams III, And the other star of the Mod Squad, look this up for me.
Do I have to?
Gosh, I can't. Michael something? Michael Cole?
Yep, you got it.
I did?
I don't know.
No, I look it up.
Oh, God. It is Michael Cole.
Wow. Now, see, that's where you ought to say, you know, my dad might be old, but man, the guy's sharp.
Yeah.
Say it.
No, I'm good.
Say it for my purposes.
I'm okay.
I don't get it.
Say I'm sharp.
Well, but you're not old.
I'm kind of old.
I'm impressed I could remember that. And there's Peggy Lipton, in case you wondered.
The late, great Peggy Lipton.
Passed away in 2019, unfortunately.
Of course.
869-1240, we are here and open. There's my friend. There's my buddy coming through for me.
Who?
You know.
Who?
My buddy, Ted Woodward.
Oh, what did he say? Peggy Lipton was hot?
Yeah, he said, hey now.
But he's not married.
So what?
Is he married?
No. Ted's not married.
I knew he was seeing someone recently.
Not recently, that I'm aware of. Of course, I don't see Ted nearly as often.
Ted doesn't really acknowledge me when I come into the studio.
Ted's busy.
Ted's a busy guy.
Here's what I've learned about Ted Woodward that is interesting to me. When he's working, it's all work. It's not like you go over and, hey, Ted, what about the Simpsons last night? Now, when he's done working, great to interact with.
I didn't know that. See, I'm always a guy you can come over and talk to about the Simpsons.
Here's what they put on Ted at Odyssey. Basically, Ted, you do everything. You record everything. You record the spots. You do the briefs. You do the sports. You got your morning show. You just do it all. And we'll be over here drinking Prairie Fire coffee. That's basically what happens.
Well, I hope they compensate Ted as well as he deserves.
Now, am I going to get in trouble for saying that?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Very well could.
By who? When have you ever gotten in trouble?
I very well could get in trouble.
No, you couldn't.
For divulging inside baseball secrets.
He's also the voice of the Shockers.
He is the voice of Shocker Athletics. Was it their volleyball game? I would presume, I don't know if he was at the women's game today. Probably not. But he'll be at all the men's basketball games on public address. Now, I miss the days where Ted and I sat next to each other on press row. Because that was a veritable comedy hour.
Whatever veritable means, I hope it means not very.
What do you think veritable means?
I don't know what it means, but I hope it's like the opposite of is what I think it means.
I can't believe a guy like you, who's not really, you know, in the upper tier, would knock a guy like Ted.
Not knocking Ted.
Veritable, used as an intensifier. See? It's a veritable.
To mean
so you
nullify
you
the previous
up.
Meaning of the sentence.
Often to qualify a metaphor.
Comedy hour is not really a metaphor.
I don't know. Veritable seems like the right word.
Yeah, I'm
to
sure
describe
it's
describe the antics.
So it'd be like a veritable who's who of.
No, it's a veritable comedy show. Is what I'm saying. Chiefs play tonight. You got that to contend with as well if you're looking for things to watch.
There's plenty
out
there.
You got the Pacers, Chiefs, Shockers. You're going to go with the Shockers.
Monday Night Raw.
Monday
Pacers
Night
don't play till 8:30. And they play Dallas in Dallas. They're going to get smoked. Why do I need to watch that?
I don't know why you need to watch it. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Bucks off to a 1-5 start. What's that?
Do you see their record with Doc Rivers since they fired Adrian Griffin?
Yeah, if I was like, Adrian Griffin.
They had the best record in the
guy,
NBA, 30-13. They're like 17-25 cents or
they
something
They get
like
what
that.
They deserve, in my opinion. Because they had a guy who, first-year head coach, seemed to be doing fine. Now, they were concerned that their defense wasn't doing as well. Nobody in the NBA plays defense.
That's not necessarily true.
In the regular season.
Well, everybody shoots threes. It's hard to play defense. You either switch or you don't. That's basically what defense is in the NBA. Sometimes you'll throw a zone out there, but there's not a lot of variation to what guys are doing.
Back in my day, you could get playing time just based on your defense.
Yeah,
that didn't happen to me.
Or no, it didn't.
Well, I wasn't a big believer in defense.
Why not?
Because I filled it up. I was going to outscore my guy no matter what.
I doubt it. I bet you got burned more than a few times.
Here's what I said. All right, I'll get 20. I'll hold him to 16. That's a net 4 gain. If everybody does a net 4 gain, that's a 20-point win. That's how it went in my brain.
Yeah, but you were still like a minus 14 on the floor.
No.
You just detracted from everybody else's defense. It was like going 4-on-5. Whether you outscored your guy or not doesn't really matter.
No,
If you're not even a presence out there.
I got the worst guy, and if I held him to 16.
The worst guy got 16?
Which was about 12 above his average, then I felt good about it.
Then everybody else scored their average, and you lost 102 to 60.
I didn't look at it like that. If I outscore my guy by 4... and the other 4 do the same, we win by 20. Now, for whatever reason, we didn't win a lot of games.
Well, for whatever. I wonder why.
But I don't know why that happened. Well, the math just never quite worked.
I bet it's because the last guy on the bench scored 16 every night. That could be it. I don't know.
Well, I don't know about that. I guarded.
Because I know you weren't starting, so this is their worst reserve. And it probably didn't go well for anybody.
Why do you feel the need to denigrate me?
Well, I'm not denigrating you. Did you start?
I started for my sophomore team.
As a junior?
A few JV games. No, not as a junior. I started.
Good. I started for my sophomore team, too.
And then you know what happened?
What?
I hurt the very same ankle that's hurt today.
Is that the same ankle that you hurt for Hoop It Up?
Probably.
You just got to...
That's the really only injury. Gosh, this ankle, and it's been a long time since I had a sprained ankle. I mean, it's 70 years old, you're spraining your ankle.
It's what happens.
Here's what happened. You want to know? My wife doesn't want me to tell
you. I want our listeners to know.
Well, why wouldn't you want them to know?
I know, so you can tell.
Well, I'm coming down the stairs yesterday morning, right? Bopping down. Hey.
Well, there's 4 stairs, but let's.
Well, there's 4 stairs.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're not really bopping down.
Well, you bop down them.
It's 2 steps, essentially.
I get 2 steps into the stairs, and my lovely wife, Debbie, says something to me and wants me to engage.
And she's upstairs or downstairs?
No, she's down. So I look up, and I miss the next step.
Oof.
And I tumble and fall into the entryway, and I felt myself turn my ankle, and I thought for sure I'd broken it. Pain, man.
Doesn't sound fun.
It was painful. Like, my goodness, what did I just do? Like, it took me...
Did you cry?
Uh-huh. No, seriously, I did. It was really, really painful.
You. It's just funny.
And
it's not funny,
it wasn't really crying because of the pain. It was crying because of the, oh, my God, what am I going to have to do? Am I going to have to go to the hospital, get it set? I don't have time for this. And it turns out that I'd sat there for a little while, and it turned out that, okay, I don't think it's broken. I'm able to move it. It's still really painful. But I'm going to try to get up, and it was a struggle, but I got up, and then we set about the rest of the day trying to create as much comfort as possible. The ice helped, the ice pack helped, the Tylenol that my wife gave me helped. I had to make sure it wasn't poison, but it helped.
Or spiked with something way stronger but better.
I teased my wife that she's out to get me. But I'm indestructible.
Of course.
So good luck. If that is the case, good luck.
It's not going to happen.
Anyway, the ankle last night felt much better. Today I was able to do pretty well until around noon, and then it started hurting again.
I could still keep it elevated as much as possible.
I understand that. But I'd been walking some on it and, you know, had to go to the doctor this morning, not for the ankle, but for other.
Did he look at it at least?
No, I didn't. I went to the lab, man. I go straight to the lab.
All right.
So anyway, that's where we are. The ankle's fine. I'm not in any pain as I sit here right now, but it's tight. I can feel it. It's swollen. So for those of you who are concerned, you can send a card when you want.
Hang in there.
Well, weren't you concerned? My wife really wanted to call you.
Really?
It was not good here. Let's just say
why
that.
Why didn't you?
Well, because I said, I don't think we need him. I just need to sit here. I need to regroup. I need to figure out if my ankle's really broken.
So I'm your veritable emergency contact.
But man. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the wrong way to use that word.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. All right, Max.
That's too bad.
We'll come back and talk some NFL, college football.
I need to talk NFL.
I'm the only one who got the bonus game right. And I feel I'm having a terrible year in picks. But how you guys could buy into Penn State is laughable.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
It's laughable.
It was a mistake. And I should have picked Ohio State, especially because Jason didn't.
Well, you picked Penn State for 10.
I know. Everybody else did, too.
No, Max for 5. But Duda and Anthony for 10.
Yeah, we suck.
Terrible pick. We'll be back.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right, let's get to some NFL. We had an interesting day again, I suppose. Although, we're kind of ready to move it along here. Not really any terribly interesting games.
Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts and why their coach wasn't fired today.
Joe Flacco's not the guy.
Oh, but let's bench our promising up-and-coming second-year guy because he took a playoff. What an absolute joke. And how badly can something be mishandled?
He'll be back.
Oh, I got an answer to the guys in the locker room, so I'm going to put a 75-year-old in
He'll
there.
He'll be back. Joe Flacco, I like him. Detroit,
it's embarrassing.
Detroit went into Green Bay in inclement weather. Lots of rain. The turf was cold. They beat Green Bay. That was a big win for the Lions. And if you doubt them, you're wrong.
Who would doubt them?
You.
When?
You've said it on this show.
Yeah, I sure have. Five seconds away from going to the Super Bowl last year and the best team in the NFC this year. I sure doubt them.
Well, if we get Detroit, Kansas City, and the Super Bowl, we'll set records.
We will?
It'll be the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
I doubt it, but you never know.
Well, I'm saying it right here.
I would doubt it.
Well, what is the highest rated Super Bowl?
Probably the last one. I don't know.
Since you seem to have all the answers, then if it's the last one, why wouldn't this one be?
Because last year was better.
I think people want to see that game.
They sure might.
Let's go. Give me some answers.
I don't know. I don't know how to read all these stupid
You're
things.
Getting to be like Duda.
Last year was the biggest, and then the year before that was...
Well, then why wouldn't this year set it again?
I don't know. Probably would.
How's your mood?
Fine.
Now, tell me about your mood, because you wear it right squarely...
No, I don't.
...on your sleeve every day you're in here.
No, I don't. I wish I could.
I'm a guy that you can't tell what mood I'm in. It's there's just nothing that gives it away.
The highest rated Super Bowl was last year's. The year before that is the second highest rated Super Bowl. But then you have to go back to 2015, 2014, 2016, 2017, 2012, 2011. That's 2022 is number 13.
Well, there you go.
That was who? The Rams?
I can't remember that. I don't get into that. I got enough in my brain.
Get into what?
Memorizing the Super Bowl 41. Who play?
Who won?
I got friends who do that, and other than being able to do that, they can't read.
Here's what I know. I used to be able to go backwards with the World Series and go into probably like the 60s with but I tried they're all starting to run together. I know in 2005 it was the White Sox. I know in 2007 it was the Red Sox.
I don't get into the Rockies.
Who won the 2006 World Series?
Cardinals.
Okay.
Beat Detroit.
No wonder I couldn't think of
it. That's an easy one. Well, if you're struggling to remember, either go with Cardinals or Yankees. They've won most of them.
Yeah, they've won most.
Well, Cardinals are still second all time.
That's not most. Most is they've had 120.
How many have the Guardians won?
Two.
How many in your lifetime?
I don't know. I haven't stopped to count.
Is that zero?
I haven't stopped to count, so I don't know.
It's zero.
I don't know. It might be. I'll let you know tomorrow.
And you know what? I'm starting to take great pleasure in it.
Why? That's a horrible thing to say.
Because you're just so bullish.
10, 12, and 14 were the Giants. 13 and 18 were the Red Sox also.
We're supposed to get word on whether Gerrit Cole and the Yankees are going to get together, whether the Yankees are going to pick up that 50-year option for another 30-some million.
36, I believe.
He's 34 years old. I don't know.
Yeah, they can afford it if they want him for another couple years.
What about Soto then?
I don't know what about Soto.
What if they pay all this money? Now, they're on the hook for Cole anyway, although he could decline and
they're not on the hook.
He opted out.
Well,
what if they do sign him and then they got that contract and they want to bring Soto back at $500 and $600 million? Then they have basically the same flawed team, and they're just paying exorbitant amount of money. Thoughts? This is a flawed Yankees team.
Sure, but they made the World Series. I'm sure they feel like
against a weak field in the American.
Stop.
League.
Just because it wasn't Houston, Houston got beat. And the other teams, the Orioles got beat, right?
So just they're not any good either. The American League was down this year.
No, you're just saying that because it was the Guardians and not some.
I'm not saying
wasn't a big market team in there. We need a Boston in there.
I'm not saying it because it was the Guardians.
Yeah, you are, because the Guardians
or the
are
Royals.
Good.
But there's a reason the Royals had that big of an improvement.
We sure needed Houston or Boston in there to
part
get
part of the reason
the
Royals
run
were so much
it.
Better is because the American League was not very good.
Wrong.
It's the truth.
No, it's not.
Now, the Royals made marked improvement. No,
you know, the Rockies are in the National League, right? You know, the Nationals and the Marlins
are
in the National League.
Yeah, but you had the Phillies, the Braves, the Padres,
the Guardians,
the
Orioles,
the Dodgers, the
Mariners, the Astros.
I mean, it's just
the Rangers.
Not even close. And the Padres, the National League was a lot better.
Okay.
That's all. It's okay. Next year, maybe the American. There's been years where the American League was a lot better.
Pretty much every year. They win every All-Star game and every World Series.
I'll be the first guy on here to say that.
No, you won't.
You act like everything's personal.
It is.
You're so weak.
It is personal when
you
do that about the Guardians, because you know they were good.
They were okay. I wouldn't even say they were good.
I would.
Their pitching wasn't that good.
It was fine.
Their offense wasn't very good.
Then why'd they go to the ALCS?
Because, again, read my lips. The American League this year
are they not?
Was
were they major
not
league teams?
Very good.
Are they major leaguers? I just don't understand. A whole league,
lots
half the league,
of,
not
lots
that
of flawed
good.
Teams.
Every team.
And
is
the
flawed.
Yankees are a flawed team that got to the World Series. The Dodgers are the least flawed team.
Sure, no one's doubting that.
The Padres.
You
are the
can't
second,
just say half the league's mediocre.
The Padres are the second least flawed team. The Phillies are probably the third. Those are
wrong.
Undoubtedly,
the
in
Cards
my
are
mind,
better than the Phillies.
The three best teams in baseball this year.
Who was second?
Padres.
Please. Couldn't even get to the LCS.
The way it is. It's the way it is.
It's embarrassing that you think
you
that.
You can argue with me all you want, but that's the way it is. I've been doing this a long time, man.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm calling you wrong.
Maybe someday you'll be the guy that people listen to.
I want to argue. I'd bring up facts and evidence, but you won't hear it.
Someday.
I'm just telling you that you're dead wrong.
If you keep working at this, somebody out there might give you some credibility
someday.
I don't
need credit or credibility. I know I'm right.
If you keep working at it, that's all.
I'm going to stop working at it.
Good. Well, we'll fire you and move along.
I'm done working at this.
Good. Well, not that you ever have. How about this, keeping an eye on the Arizona Cardinals? Suddenly they're right in the thick of it in the NFC West. Everybody's in the thick of it. But the Arizona Cardinals are playing really well.
They have been playing well.
That's kind of come out of nowhere for me. Who's their coach?
That one guy.
Why don't you know?
The guy from the Eagles, right? Wasn't it their defensive coordinator? You act like I'm supposed to know everybody's name. I don't. I'm sorry. I'll learn it, though. Maybe he'll become the next Belichick.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I mean,
Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Told you, he was a defensive coordinator of the Eagles. I just don't know his name.
Well, I don't know. I don't know him. But he's doing a pretty good job.
Apparently, he's got his team winning and playing well.
Kyler Murray, we kind of dismissed him as he's not going to be the guy we maybe thought he would be. Still pretty good. Still a top 12 quarterback in the NFL, wouldn't you say?
I don't know. There's a lot more good quarterbacks than people think.
Well, let's tell me who's better.
Okay.
I mean, I'll go down the list.
Go down the list.
I think
no, ask me.
Josh Allen's better.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers isn't.
No.
Tua? No. New England doesn't have. Pittsburgh doesn't have one.
Russell Wilson.
Lamar Jackson, yes. Joe Burrow, yes. That's three. Cleveland doesn't have one. Houston.
Stroud, yes.
Let's pump the brakes.
I'm pumping him, but he's still.
Let's pump the brakes. I'm not sure. He's regressing. Indianapolis, no. Tennessee, no. Jacksonville, no. That guy's terrible.
He's not terrible.
Chiefs,
not
yes. Good. Chargers, yes. Denver, no. Raiders, no.
You don't like Bo Nix?
Commanders,
yes.
No.
Yes.
Not yet.
Yes.
Not yet.
Please.
Jalen Hurts.
Daniels, listen. Say these words out loud. Kyler Murray is better than Jaden Daniels. Say
Kyler Murray is more trustworthy right now than Jaden.
Trustworthy?
Philadelphia.
Are you kidding
Jalen
me?
Jalen Hurts, I'd say yes.
Barely.
Dak Prescott?
No.
Hate to say it, but no. Jared Goff?
Yes.
Vikings?
Darnold?
I can't go there. Love for the Packers? Can't go there.
Yes.
Bears? No, not yet. Falcons?
Cousins,
maybe.
Yeah, I would put him above.
Mayfield? Maybe.
No.
Carolina, no. New Orleans, no. Arizona?
That's who we're talking about.
I know that. Matt Stafford, yes.
Well, he's no.
Brock Purdy, yes. And Geno Smith, no.
Yes. So he's 15th.
No, I got him up a little higher than you do.
Well, you have him below Jaden Daniels, which is absolutely insane.
I got to see more of Jaden. Listen, you can't come into this league and
make
just
the Commanders
win me over.
Good.
Look what C.J. Stroud did. I was his biggest proponent.
And they're still
this
6-3.
This year is not as good.
They're still 6-3 or whatever they are.
Yeah, but he's not
it's
as good.
It's not like he's a disaster out there.
Not a disaster, but come on.
His receivers have been hurt.
I don't care. If you're great, look what Patrick Mahomes does. He wins. He's had more injuries than anybody.
Well, we know that he's better than C.J. Stroud and Kyler Murray.
He's had more injuries than anybody.
I guess.
Rumor out there that they want to get Tyreek Hill back. Now that would be something.
That'd be a game changer.
anyway,
they can do it. The deadline's what, tomorrow?
Well, we'll see. Tomorrow is the deadline.
Not much going on tomorrow.
Miami's going nowhere. Why not?
Recoup a draft pick or two. You already have Jalen Waddle and some guys you can build around. Two is not the guy, though. So, yeah, trade him.
We'll see.
Trade Tyree back to the Chiefs.
By the way, Garrett Cole returning to the Yankees. They have picked up that option. So an extra $34 million in his bank account over the next 5 years. As we get going in the baseball offseason, I look at it as being pretty active for the Cardinals in a dumping kind of way.
Sounds like
they're
going to
trade a lot of people, and they're going to get back a lot of prospects. And we'll see if any
minor leaguers.
We'll see if any of them amount to anything.
We sure will. It's going to take a while for us to...
They got a few guys who will bring back a return. Ryan Helsley will bring back a nice return.
You think they're trading him?
Yes. Perhaps even Wilson Contreras, who signed for 3 years at a very affordable contract. You ought to look into him. The way your catcher's hit. My God.
What is your problem?
No, it's not personal.
Why don't you talk about some other team then, if it's not personal? Why don't you tell me some other team sucked but got to the league championship
series? Why don't you lighten up a little bit?
I'm not going to lighten up.
I'm trying to have a good time over here.
Oh, I'm not. I don't have a positive feeling about baseball season yet.
Royals make a smart move, in my opinion. Michael Wacha back on a 3-year deal.
That'll end poorly.
I don't know. He's still relatively young. They had a good year. That rotation with Lugo, Reagans, Wacha. See if they hold on to Brady Singer. Saw someone say they should go get Sean Manaea from the Mets, who just offered him $21 million. What's that called when you... A qualifying offer.
You sure?
Yes.
Already?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's all shaken out.
Yeah, a lot of things are happening. They will issue
Yeah, that's what I just said.
They haven't yet, but they will.
Right, they're going to.
Yeah, they're gonna.
No, not gonna.
21.05.
This cutting short words in our society by your generation has to stop. I want to, not I wanna go over there.
By my generation?
Yeah. Say the words.
Yeah, wanna is something that I came up with.
No,
myself.
I want to, not wanna.
No, nobody says wanna.
He's gonna.
No,
he's going to.
Nobody says gonna.
Of course they do.
No, nobody. They all say going to.
Well, you say gonna more than anybody. Next time you do it, I'll point it out.
I don't think so. Wait, sorry, I do not think so.
Right, see?
Yeah, everybody talks like that.
Yeah, I don't. Contractions are fine.
They are?
Wanna's not a word.
Neither is don't.
Not a word. Yeah, it is.
Made up word. All words are made up. So I can say gonna.
No, words aren't made up. Once they go into the dictionary, they're legitimate words.
Who came up with them?
The word people.
They made them up. What's the only thing to name itself?
I don't know.
The brain.
Huh?
The brain is the only thing to name itself.
What do you mean?
It named itself, the brain.
I don't get it.
You don't? Well, you must not have one.
Now we're attacking my intelligence. Most of our audience doesn't
people
quite
thought
get
of the names
right, I get
the
it.
Things.
But it doesn't make any sense.
Of course it does.
Is that something you heard?
Yeah.
Who said
my
it?
My friend David Michael Hahn said it.
Oh, my friend David.
I'm sure he heard it from someone who's brilliant.
Do you regard David Michael Hahn as brilliant?
No. But he works at it.
Who do you regard as brilliant?
Not really anybody.
Me?
No.
What would you say if you had to guess? Just a wild guess. And I want you to be honest about this. This could go a long way toward the future of our relationship. What would your guess be as to my IQ?
109.
109.
Yeah, that's pretty good, right?
Well, I'm barely functional.
I don't know what 109 means. What do you think mine is?
108. Why? What's funny about that?
Bright 109. It's 109 good for an 11-year-old. So, yeah, that's about what you'd be. I have no idea what 109
is. The average IQ in the world is between 90 and 109.
See, a little.
So I'm on the upper end of the average.
Yeah, that sounds exactly right to me. Meanwhile, I'm probably in the 130 range.
Why would you think you've got a higher IQ than me? Anybody that listens to this show,
let's be real, man,
would know that. That's ridiculous.
I don't spend my time thinking about who Fairleigh Dickinson's playing on November 28th. Like, you spend your time thinking about dumb stuff. I'm over here solving problems.
All right, I'll give you a question.
What kind of question?
Normal or average IQs by age. Well, this is interesting.
Well, yours probably drops as you age.
Actually, your age group is 35-44. That average IQ is 101. My age range is 70-74, very soon, and that average IQ is 119.
Oh, please. Based on what?
Medicine.net.
Never heard of it. Ask me a question. I thought you were giving me a question.
That is awesome.
Yeah, but I'm obviously far above average. And someone else brought your group up. I don't know who, but...
Well, I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, but I don't think that's right.
Well, I think it is right.
What's the question?
I'm looking.
What are you looking for? Oh, he'll know this, he'll know this, he'll know this.
All right, let me ask you a question.
All right.
If I can give... I'm probably calling up stuff on this phone that'll cause it to never work again. In fact, I know I am. So I don't want to go any farther.
Yeah, medicine.net.
Well, no, medicine.net's fine.
Why isn't it .com then?
Because it's on the net. It's on the worldwide net.
The worldwide net.
Right.
Okay.
My point being that older people tend to have a higher IQ.
All right. You might be right. Here's a question.
All right. Give me one.
The official IQ test. These are all like shapes and stuff.
Go ahead.
I can't give you a shapes question. They also have riddles.
All right. Give me a riddle.
All right. Here we go.
Come on, man.
I'm looking for something.
Move this along. This show.
What comes next in the series? 2, 5, 10, 17, 26.
2, 5, 10, 17, 26.
Yeah.
37.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, it's easy because I got it. Doesn't that blow your mind?
No. These are easy questions.
Well, they must not be that easy.
How many times do a clock's hour and minute hands overlap in a day?
In a day?
Yeah. No one knows this, but I'll ask you anyway.
Well, why wouldn't I know it? In a day, in a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
24.
22.
Wait, why only 22?
This is because the hour and minute hands overlap every 12 hours, 11 times. And since they also overlap at exactly 12 o'clock, that adds another 2 times.
That's 24.
Yeah, that's not what this answer says.
So far, I'm nailing it. So far, I'm like, it's possible I have the highest IQ of anyone because I'm 2 for 2. And it's just unfortunate the show's come to an end.
How many times can you subtract 10 from 100?
10 from 100?
Yeah.
90, 87,
60, 54.
10.
No, 1.
No, you can keep subtracting it.
Yeah, but after that it becomes 90.
Now then you subtract it again.
Yeah, you're subtracting from 90 at that point.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow.